Making clean water from sunshine and air. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week, world leaders are meeting at the UN Climate Summit in Madrid, talking about how to keep global warming in check. As part of our series, How We Survive, we've been looking at how technology can help us adapt to a changing climate. And one thing that's going to become increasingly valuable in the future is drinking water. Droughts, storms, and sea level rise all affect the availability of potable water. India is already basically running out. One startup is working on the problem with tech that collects water vapor from the air and stores it as clean water. The company is called Zero Mass Water. It's based in the Arizona desert and sells what the company calls hydro panels. They are solar-powered panels that collect water. Cody Friesen is the founder and CEO of Zero Mass Water, and I asked him to describe the tech.
You think about, okay, water from air, right? Anybody who's had a glass of cold iced tea has made water from air, right? The dew on the outside of that glass. Yet on the other side, we all have experience with when you've left a lid off of a sugar bowl and that sugar gets clumpy. So the sugar is sort of absorbing that water vapor, right? The big sciencey word here is the sugar is hygroscopic, meaning that it likes water vapor, right? And so you can imagine a nanostructured, highly hygroscopic material like sugar, not sugar, is able to do that process really, really fast. And so imagine like supercharged sugar and the ability to sort of absorb water from the atmosphere, concentrate it by about 20,000x by volume, just completely passively.
Who is this for? Who is it designed for and where did the idea come from?
Yeah, I mean, really anybody who wants resilience in their drinking water that is independent of the grid and infrastructure free. So far, customers are everybody from relatively wealthy folks living in, let's say, Berkeley or in Dubai, all the way to folks of more modest means whose infrastructure is not great or non-existent.
Let's talk price, because right now the panels are pretty expensive, right? $6,000 or so for each household system.
So the residential, U.S. residential install, the cost of that, a lot of that is driven by the need to install just a couple panels on top of somebody's roof. And even that amortized over its lifetime is something like 12 to 15 cents a liter. It's still substantially cheaper than bottled water.
And how important do you think that this specific technology and technology like this is going to be as we are forced to adapt to climate change?
I think it's critical, given that water, and specifically drinking water, is such a scarce resource and such a huge challenge. You know, that's an area that we wanted to focus to go get that nailed, because it's such a huge carbon footprint on the bottled water front. It's a huge carbon footprint in terms of how you think about cleaning up water. It's also the way that people are going to gain ultimate resilience. So they're not just reacting. We're not reacting to disaster with like flying in crates of bottled water, but rather placing solutions that can ride through storms independent of infrastructure.
Cody Friesen is the founder and CEO of Zero Mass Water. In November, the company partnered with two nonprofit organizations to install a hydropanel array in a West Virginia county that will provide clean drinking water to the county's food bank. And now for some related links. You can read more about that West Virginia project at our website, marketplacetech.org. There is also more reading on the water crisis in India and a link to new research published earlier this week in Science Daily. It's about a new technique for purifying existing water using magnetic nanoparticles. They're coated with this ionic liquid, they call it, and that liquid absorbs contaminants and microplastics and lead and other impurities. And then the scientists just used magnets to suck the nanoparticles and all the junk they've collected right out of the water. I'm sorry, but sometimes technology is magic. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.